Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of All Time Plastics Limited, hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of DAM Capital, it gives me great pleasure to host All Time Plastics leadership team on their first quarterly investor call post-listing on the exchanges in August. From the senior team, we have Mr. Kailash Shah, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Nilesh Shah, Full-Time Director, and Mr. Manish Gattani, CFO. They'll take us through the company in brief and how Q1 has been for them. I'll hand it over now to Mr. Kailash Shah for his opening comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Aasim, for the introduction. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Kailash Shah, and I'm happy to present the quarterly review of our company, All Time Plastics Limited. I hope you have the deck in front of you. I'm going through the deck right now. Slide number two. Slide number three. A little bit about the company for some who don't know us. We are the second-largest exporters of plastic consumer wear products in India. As per Technopak report, we've established ourselves in manufacturing in 1971. All Time designs and manufactures injection-molded plastic products, exporting to 29 countries and selling to distributors and retailers within the India domain. Currently, around 2,200 workforce, energy-neutral facilities since 2022, 20-plus years of design experience, highly automated facilities with all-electric machines, long-standing customer relationships, four facilities, three for plastic, and one pilot project for bamboo. A snapshot of our pictures of our project sites at Daman, Silvassa, and Khatalwada. Brief introduction on the management team. Myself, Kailash, and the Chairman and Managing Director. Bhupesh Shah is a Whole-Time Director. Nilesh is also there on the call today. He will be talking to you all in terms of Whole-Time Director. And three independent directors, Mr. Sethuraman Ji, Lakshmi Nadkarni, and Srinivas Joshi. As far as the business updates concerned, for the development at the business side, additional machines having capacity of 4,000 metric tons under installation at our Khatalwada plant. Expansion of the building and the admin block is under construction at the Khatalwada plant, where the building is under construction for expansion. We acquired new customers, one in Europe, one in USA, and 10 in the domestic market in the last quarter. Two new articles were launched in the domestic market, which would have higher SKU numbers, but two articles were launched in the domestic market. I will give the phone to Manish to run you through the numbers. Thank you.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Manish Gattani. I will take you through the financial highlights of our first quarter of All Time Plastics Limited. So in Q1 FY26, our revenue has increased to 158 as compared to Q1 25, so from 130 to 158. 21.5% growth is there in the revenue. The gross profit in crores has increased from 52.8 to 62 as compared to the Q1 of FY25. The EBITDA is 29.4 crore for Q1 FY26. As compared to Q1 FY25, it has increased by 15.6%. EBIT is 22.8 crores in Q1 26, and it has increased by 15.1% as compared to the Q1 of 25. The PAT is 12.8 crore as compared to 12.2 crores in Q1 25, and the cash PAT has increased by 8.9% as compared to Q1 25 to Q1 26. The ROCE has declined from 23.3% in Q1 25 to Q1 26 19.5%, and the ROE is also declined. So the reason for decline is due to the additional equity introduced in the pre-IPO round. The fixed asset turnover has also declined from 2.28 to 1.84 as a major capex is done at the Khatalwada plant. The debt equity ratio is in Q1 25 it was 0.61 and in Q1 26 it is 0.64. The capacity utilization across all three plants is 89.7%. It has increased by 2.30% as compared to Q1 25. The volume of polymer processed is 7399 in Q1 26 as compared to 5897 Q1 25. Our revenue analysis in Q1 25 it was 83.1% export and 16.9% domestic, and in Q1 26 it is 83.6% export and 16.4% domestic. As we were not having any subsidiary in Q1 25, so the consolidated figures are only for, it is not comparable with the previous quarter one, but the standalone is there. There is not much difference in consolidated and standalone because there is not much transactions in the subsidiary company. The EBITDA margin is 18.5% in this FY 26. Profit after tax margin is 10.9%. Before tax, after tax it is 8.1%. We have given the historical profit and loss of last year 25, 24 and 23. So the consolidated is only for FY 25 as previous years. There was no subsidiary. The best balance sheet is also provided. It is consolidated for the 25 only. For standalone, it is given for the 3 years. Historical cash flow statement is also provided. Thank you. We can take the questions now.
Thank you. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Raman KV with Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So, you in the opening remark, you mentioned that the volume for the quarter was around 7,400. Can you give us the capacity, current capacity across the three units with respect to the plastic products, and are you planning any further capacity expansion, and what will be the capex incurred by that?
Yeah, so the current capacity means Q1 capacity, available capacity was 33,000 metric ton annual capacity. So the quarter capacity was 8,250. And,
okay.
And we are planning, yeah.
And sir, any further capex or like capacity addition, because you are running at 90% utilization currently?
Yeah, so that is already in the plan. So as given in the presentation, 4,000 additional capacity is being installed at the Khatalwada plant. So that is there. And apart from that, there is a another capex plan which already we have mentioned in the prospectus. So that total capacity will go from 33,000 to 52,500.
And what's the capex for this?
For the CAPEX in IPO, we have given 113.70 crores. So we have already done the CAPEX, and the remaining CAPEX is 113.7, which will be from the IPO proceeds.
Okay. And so my second question is with respect to your guidance. Can you give any guidance for the current year?
Current year, already this 4,000 additional capacity is there, which is already under installation. And the balance we will be doing and will inform. So it will be over the period of second half. It will be second half.
No, I mean the revenue growth guidance.
So revenue growth will be coming as per the we will be expanding the capacity, but we'll be try to maintain our history what we are doing. We have been doing.
So can we expect, you know, like historically it has been for the past 3-4 years, it has been pretty much volatile, but can we expect going forward around, you know, 15% revenue growth, because that has been your 5 years CAGR?
We'll be try to maintain whatever we are be doing in the historically, we will try to maintain that. And, till now we are doing that, and we were able to maintain that. So we think we will be able to maintain in future also.
Okay, sir. And sir, my last question is with respect to your customer. I see that your around 60% of the sales comes from one customer, which is IKEA. I just want to understand, come around 60% of revenue coming in from only one customer, it is more like a customer concentration risk. So do we have any long-standing contract with IKEA, or how does the business with IKEA work? I just want to understand that aspect.
So there is no long-standing contract with the customer. It is a relationship of 28 years. So there is no such contract. It's just the relationship of 28 years, and we are doing continuous business with them from last so many years. Will be continuing that way only. But if we answer your question, we are not having any agreement or any contract.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Amit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Amit, very much audible.
Yeah, so sir, my first question is, the EBITDA margin has gone down from last year. Can you give us the reasons for that?
As compared to last year, if you talk about annual, or you are talking about the quarter? If we talk about annual, then we are at the same level. But if we talk about the quarter, then yes, definitely there is a drop. But then the reason was that this Khatalwada plant also started afterwards. So the initial cost was there, but now when we are, we will be utilizing the Khatalwada capacity now, so it will definitely be better now.
Okay. And sir, the additional around 18,000 metric ton capacity which will come, what is the exact timeline for completion?
So we'll be completing it by financial year 27, as what we have given in the prospectus also.
FY27?
Yeah, FY27.
So for FY26, whole of FY26 and FY27, we will work at the same capacity. Is it
33,000, then 4,000 additional is under installation, and balance will be coming in the second half of the year. But it will be available for next year production. So that, as per our prospectus, we have already given that around 12,000, around remaining. Remaining 8,500 will be coming in this year only, in the second half. And then balance will be 27.
27.
Yeah, financial year 27. So this financial year 26, it will be 16,500. By end of financial year 26, 16,500 will be the capacity at Khatalwada Manekpur plant.
Okay. And sir, what about the margin? Is there scope for expansion of the margin?
Margin depends on the customer mix and products mix. The company tries to increase its margin, but we can't commit or we can't say anything. So we try our best to increase the margins.
Okay. And sir, if you could help us understand, is this an order book driven business? Because you have large customers, so typically you would have visibility of the orders.
Definitely we have, but then those orders are confirmed and then we do that. We have a forecast and order book visibility available.
Okay. So in relation to that, can you give us guidance? Because you already have an order book in place.
So see, the order book is for a certain customer. For certain customer, it is not order book. You go and take the order. So it's a mix actually. For some customer, the order book is there. For some customer, it is you take order and you deliver it. So it is not like we are having an order book for entire year complete for all the customers. Depends on the business model.
Okay. And my last question is the new customers which have been acquired, total of 12, 2 are export and 10 of the domestic. What is the size of these customers?
So the export customers are big customers. They are big retailers. And in our business, it takes time to develop a customer. Initially, when we acquire the customer, then it takes time to develop that customer to go to a certain level. But definitely, okay. Those customers have big potential. They are big retailers.
Okay. Understood. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Akshay Chedda from Canara Robeco Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just thank you for the opportunity. So just one question. I mean, incrementally, yeah. We were looking to grow largely in the US market. So how is it shaping up considering the tariffs that are there? So, I mean, just wanted to understand the impact of tariffs on our business going ahead.
Ask today, then I can't answer that question, ki what will be the impact, because it is
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. You're not quite audible. Please come a little closer to the microphone.
Yeah. So if we ask about today, so today there is no certainty about the tariff. And as of now, no clarity from our customer. Nothing is there. But definitely, if it will be there, then impact will be there. But then we are taking our measures. Whatever we can do, we are doing our best.
Okay. And can it have any implications on our margins, because assuming that the tariffs stay here, then?
So that's what I said, that today the clarity is not there, but today there is no effect on margins, or today there is no impact on the business, but tomorrow I can't tell you what will happen. But if we talk about today, then there is no impact.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Om Prakash from Plutus Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. No, when you're telling me about the earlier question, when you say that today there is no impact, means the tariff is already being imposed, right? Today, if you want to export to US, there is a 50% tariff, right?
So when I am talking about today, then the thing is that no order has been stopped and we are shipping as usual.
No, today if you are, just an hypothetical, today whatever you are sending to the US at the port, so there is a tariff, right?
50%. So that is on the customer part. So our terms is FOB India. So okay. We are not.
The clients, as of now, your what percentage of your sales is to US? It's around 10-12%.
11.2% as of last year.
So even today, whatever you are exporting to your client there, that is going through as on today.
That's what I'm saying. Today it is going through.
So, and when you said that we are taking measures, can you elaborate on that?
So we are taking measures means if there will be any impact on the business, then we'll be recovering from the other venues.
So it becomes, because you are in this business since many years, will it be viable to the client to get, suppose you are selling a product for whatever, $1 or or maybe, $2, and if there is a 50% tariff on that product, so for the client it becomes a cost at $3. So what happens? Is it viable for the client, or will the client, according to you, would like to shift to some other source to source the material?
Thing is their choice, but thing is not that easy.
So yeah, again, not quite audible.
Yeah, so the shifting is their choice, but that is also not that easy to shift anything which you are sourcing from such a long period of time. In our industry, there is a requirement of mold manufacturing also. Without mold, you can't produce the product also. So it can't be that overnight you can shift, you think, and you can shift it.
Correct.
But then definitely impact might be there. So that's why we are exploring other markets also and everything, and then the cost is on the customer part, and when you say that we are shipping it from here at $1 and it will be $2 there, then when we are shipping it, it's a cost, and then they are selling at MRP price. So what is the cost impact that they need to work out, and they need to think what they want to increase to the customer or to the consumer, how much they want to pass on. That is their thing to do.
So as of today, we are not sharing the burden, right?
No.
And when you start with a new client, usually how much time it takes to ramp up, and what kind of size of orders do they give initially or something like that?
So Nilesh Bhai will answer that because he is looking after all those areas.
Yeah,
good afternoon. It all depends on the type of customer. So the domestic customers join in very quickly, and the turnaround time is hardly a few weeks, whereas the clientele in the export business and who are big retail chains, they would take normally a period of about 6 months or a season change when they would like to join in hands.
So initially there is a token order and then it keeps ramping up as the...
Yes, so a new customer will always test a supplier. So the supply chain is established, quality is established, post which the bigger orders come in. So normally initiation would be from promotions or something like that instead of a core supply.
Is that for any particular product or is it for your entire range of products?
So it all depends on to the customer's category. Based on the customer category, wherever is the alignment and whatever is the product mix which fits into our categories together is where the alignment would happen. So there could be customer for stationery who would buy stationery products. There could be customer for homeware who would buy homeware products.
Okay, and when you say domestic clients, means these are the retailers you are telling, right?
So they are retailers as well as distributors to whom we sell the all-time brand.
Okay, and as far as this future growth is concerned, what kind of other, basically plastic is such a huge industry, where all other segments are we planning to enter or something, and what kind of more penetration is required in the domestic market for you?
So we've already expressed a bit on the RHP. I mean, we have some categories already on board, like drinkware, some silicone articles, and we are moving forward on those directions.
Okay.
Yes.
This is what the second one which you said is?
Drinkware is there, like bottles, water bottles and all. Then silicone articles, like bakeware is there. Those articles, and we are also entering bamboo is one of the pilot projects which we have put in, and we're going to be moving forward on those directions based on customer acceptance.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks for answering my question.
Most welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. I just want to understand what percentage of your total sale is branded sale, as in your all-time brand sale versus the white label?
As of 25 end, we were 9% of our sales on all-time
brand. The brand sale was 9%.
Yes.
And are you planning to expand this for the share of brand sale?
Yes, we have the focus on expanding the brand sales.
And what the margin profile across brand say branded sale and the white label?
So definitely, if you are selling your own brand, the margins are higher. But then depends on the customer also. Like there are customers in domestic market also who are big. So the margin differs to customer and product wise.
So can you give me on an average, like when we compare it to white label margins, how big will be the brand sales margin?
Like if white, even if in white label also we are getting good margins. So we can't say that there is a perfect difference which we can anticipate, maybe 1%, maybe 2%, depending on the customer. So there will be difference in white label to brand. And if we talk about white label, when you are exporting, that definitely the margin depends on the volumes also. So if you are exporting in big quantity to white label customers, then margins will be definitely lower in that in those type of customers. So in our industry, it depends on the customer mix and product mix. So what type of customer and what type of products we are giving.
And with respect to brand sales only, from 9%, do you forecast it to grow, you know, like 15% this year or next year? What's the internal target?
We'll definitely want to push it more and more, but then it depends what type of customers and what type of products we are getting ordered. And then it is always FIFO in our case. Whoever is coming first is getting first. So it will depend. Like if capacity is available, we'll be definitely doing it.
This is one question with respect to the previous participant. You said you launched two new articles. Is this the articles which you are serving, can you give a total addressable market, or can you also give how much incremental revenue do you expect once these articles are developed?
Yeah, just a second.
Yeah, so basically these articles normally are individual tools which we talked about right now, and they have multiple SKU formations. So they will go into single, multiple. The contribution to individual article I would not be able to actually, say as of now, because the SKU lines are pretty many on those numbers. But it is continuous addition to the business. Yes, yes. It's an addition to our current range already.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Amit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, what will be the peak new potential once we have that 52,000 capacity on board? I understand there will be different contracts with different customers, but just an estimate.
What? Sorry, I didn't get your question.
I'm saying once the capacity of 52,000 metric ton comes on board, what will be the revenue potential once entire capacity comes on board?
So the revenue potential is what we are doing today. So it will be when we are utilizing the same way we are utilizing today, and whatever the realization rate is today, so that will be the revenue. But then definitely if you are doing it after 3 years, so there definitely there will be an increase of the amount, inflation amount will also be there. So that can be calculated that way.
Okay, and this will include all capacity, the bamboo project also and the plastic one.
It's not part of this. 52,000 is the plastic processing what we are talking about. Bamboo, we have not given any capacity as of now. It's a pilot project we are doing right now. And once that is finalized, and then the capacity will be installed.
Okay, okay. And is there any expected timeline for the bamboo project?
So we are expecting that something this year will definitely materialize. By financial year 26. So we can see some revenue this year.
And if you could just help us understand what is exactly the product offering in bamboo?
Yeah, so Nilesh bhai will answer that.
Yeah, hi Amit. The products which we are going to be doing are more of homeware products, kitchenware products. Like how we've been doing in plastic. So a chopping board being produced out of the bamboo or a bowl produced. So very similar to what wood products are, similar kind of products in the homeware segment. And there could be some organizers, there could be some small furniture. Those are the article range.
Okay, okay. Understood. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Muskan from Nivashe Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead, Muskan.
Yeah, Muskan.
Yes. I want to know that apart from IKEA, are you have you onboarded some other big clients? Like in your perspective, they have mentioned about Target, Walmart. So, any updates on that?
So it's a continuous business, Muskan. We've been already into relationship with them. And are continuing the business with them as well.
I'm expecting that with business with Target and Walmart in US.
Yeah, yeah, yes, we are doing business with Target and Walmart, Muskan. But the business contribution right now is not of a big size, so they will be in the list below. They are not on the top five list.
Okay, okay. So is there right now they are like, you know, the first phase of your deals with them?
Like they are not able
small orders.
Not able to get your
right
question well, Muskan.
Right now they are giving you a small order, right?
Yes, yes, yes. They are, you are right here. They are in their first stage of their testing of the supplier. And yes, there is a growth potential.
Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Om Prakash from Plutus Capital. Please go ahead.
So you had tied up with the company, the Dragon Bridge. So this new client, what you're getting is through the JV, or is it your on your own?
So right now the JV is signed, but right now all the businesses which we're talking about are on our own. The takeoff of the JV will happen in future now.
Yeah, but so as of now, you are not getting any business in the JV right now. But
no,
unfortunately, the tariff has also come at this time, right?
Yes.
But this JV would have been they have very large, relationships in the US, right?
Yes, yes, they have.
So, but it all depends on now on the tariff which has come up.
They are there in their own position, and tariff is something which is fluid. So we are not looking forward just as tariff for US market. The world market is open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome, sir.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks.
Thank you very much for participating on the call today, and we look forward to seeing you in the next presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.